it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here for the next 2 hours talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts as we are every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. We got so much stuff to get into today. We are live. We'll be taking your phone calls later on in the program. And obviously, a lot of questions to ask you about what is going on in WWE, UFC, TNA, all the other wrestling and mixed martial arts promotions around the world. The big stories, obviously, are the upcoming debut of the WWE Network. Sometime in the next couple of months, we are going to get the network rolled out, and nothing is official on the part of WWE, but we've got a pretty good idea about what their plans are for the network. And those include live streaming on a number of different platforms. Netflix, Hulu. None of this is confirmed, but this is the idea. It'll be more of an online streaming service as opposed to a traditional cable network like the NFL Network, the Golf Network. Will you be getting the WWE Network? Do you have a set-top box? Do you have an Apple TV? Roku box. There are a lot of different ways to stream television online, gaming consoles. Do you have one? And will you buy the WWE Network for $9.95 to $14.95? That is our question to you today. We're going to talk about that. Plus, we have got the Mania 2015 location. If you are on the West Coast, WrestleMania is coming. So to me, the ability, especially if this is a worldwide offering, The ability to watch the network anywhere in the world that you can connect to the internet, not to mention the fact that the cost to WWE are going to be extremely lower because they're not going to be splitting this with the cable network. I mean, it's not going to be a 50-50 split. I mean, whatever their costs are, they remove the cost. The rest is 100% profit on their end. Yeah, maybe you'll get fewer subscribers going internet only, but it's 100% profit. And granted, I'm a little bit of a I'm a little biased because this is exactly our business model. We've got an internet only subscription service, and like with Raw, we've got this show free on Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, all of the different platforms, and it's a way to help promote the other deal. And I think that with WWE having free television on the top rated network in prime time and making millions and millions of dollars to air their television, and then giving people the offering, if you want more, here is our internet-only channel. I mean, this to me is just like, this is the optimum way to go.
And it gives them the opportunity, number one, because the UFC is going to be rolling theirs out far sooner than WWE will be. It will be sometime in January when the UFC actually really gets theirs out there and gets it named, and they'll have their plan. You'll be able to see what they did and what they didn't do right. You'll also be able to probably float out their different prices. I mean, we've talked about it on this show. What, you know, do you do it for $9 a month, $10 a month, $14.95, $19.99? What are you going to do? Well, you can at least try it out there. Maybe try $15 at first, and then see if that works. If it doesn't work, in a couple of months, you know, go down to $9.99 if it's not working for you. There's their ability to figure out what they're going to do with this network, because again, the time is closing in and it's going to be on them very, very quickly for this rollout. So to do it in this way, you get a little more breathing room as far as being able to pull it off. Plus, it gives you the ability to see how many people are actually going to order this thing. And if it is a mass success from their fan base going, hey, I want to pay $15 because I'm getting all of these pay-per-views and everything at that price, then at least they have some numbers, some hard numbers to go to the cable companies and go, hey, look, you know, this is how many people are ordering this on internet only. This is why we feel it'll be a good fit on, you know, your cable system or however that works.
Now, we're going to be taking some phone calls in about 20 minutes. I want to know from you, do you have a set-top box? Obviously, if you've got an Apple TV, a Roku, a gaming system, I mean, are you able to watch this programming from your television set? And obviously, the idea would be that if you don't have a set-top box, don't worry about it. You can watch this stuff on your computer. I don't enjoy watching wrestling on the computer screen. I'd rather watch it on the big screen. And with Apple TV, I've got an Apple TV here, and it works great. I had a Roku before that. And obviously, these are not available in every single household. But as time goes on, more and more televisions are going to be connected to the internet. And to me, in a few years, I think, 4, 5, 6 years, I mean, internet connectivity with your television is going to be something that's in virtually every home when you start buying your next new television set. So I really think it's a great idea. The profit margin is significantly higher. But, you know, the question is, are you going to buy the network? On our website, the people on our website are all, oh, yeah, I'll buy it for sure. But these are people that are already subscribing to an online service. So these aren't really, I mean, you can't really do a poll on our website to determine whether or not the show is going to be a success. And obviously, I know a lot of people listening to this right now are doing so through the TuneIn Radio app and various other online means. So maybe this is not the best place to run a poll. But you know what? I'm going to run a poll here anyway. So give me a call later on here this evening and let me know what you think about the WWE Network, and we'll be discussing more of that later on as well. Now, before we go to the break, just very quickly, Mike, did you see, I'm sure you did because you did a show with Dave Meltzer, but what did you think of the Mark Hunt versus Bigfoot Silva fight at UFC?
You know, I absolutely loved it. You know, as an old Pride guy, I love seeing Mark Hunt out there, and that was like an old Pride heavyweight fight, just a slobber knocker. And unlike great heavyweight fights of the past, this one actually went 5 rounds. So it wasn't great technically, but it was great fun.
Now, we're going to talk more about that show when we come back from the break. It was maybe the greatest heavyweight fight of all time. And everybody today is raving about it. And I've gotten emails about it, and it's all over Twitter, and Dave is on the front page telling literally everybody in the world, no matter where you live, when you can see this fight on replay. And I don't want to be the guy, but I'm going to kind of be the guy. As great as this fight was as a fight fan, there was the issue that this is that kind of fight where 10 years or so from now, everybody involved in this fight is probably going to regret it. And I hate to say it because I know everyone's on a high about the fight. And I know people are going to say, well, people have said this to me. What do you want to do? You just want to ban fighting? You want to ban wrestling? You just want to ban? I'm not saying any of that. All I'm saying is that 10 years from now, people are really going to regret this fight, the people involved particularly. And I don't know if I have a solution. I don't know if I've got an answer. I don't know if there's really anything to say about it other than fighting's tough. And you shouldn't get hit in the head that much over 25 minutes, but such is life. We'll discuss this when we come back from the break. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. And we are here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. We are live here, and as a result, we'll be taking your calls here in a few minutes about the WWE Network, Mark Hunt versus Bigfoot. The Slammies tomorrow. Later on the show, we're going to go over these Slammy categories and a lot of other topics as well. The phone number will be 855-478-4478. Toll free in the United States and Canada. And you will be able to Skype in as well on our Skype line. F4W Online is the handle. All of this is up on the front page at WrestlingObserver.com if you forget the phone numbers. And you will be able to send us emails as well. Brian at WrestlingObserver.com, B-R-Y-A-N at WrestlingObserver.com. And you can send me tweets during the show as well, at Brian Alvarez on Twitter. And, Mike, before the break, I was being a downer here and talking about all this head trauma that we were subject to on Saturday night in UFC. And I hate to bring it up, but it's just something where you never know. 10 years from now, someone may go back and listen to the December 8th Wrestling Observer Live and go, my God, these guys were just out of their minds, just going. They were so happy to see these two dudes nearly kill each other, and now look at the shape they're in. I worry about that kind of thing, Mike.
You know, I do too, and I actually have extra reason to be sensitive about it. With that said, it's fighting. These guys know what they're getting into, and I don't know then what you do. you put headgears on them, you have bigger gloves, I'm not sure what you do, because you're right, 10 years from now we may be looking back at that, but again, you know, look at the what Mark Hunt has taken. I don't think it'll be that fight that does it. I think it's more of a matter of, and we've talked about this on the show before, of, you know, Jake LaMotta took an incredible amount of punches, and, you know, the six fights with Sugar Ray Robinson, all that sort of stuff, was lucidly talking. Again, I haven't seen, you know, heard from him in a while or anything like that. To be honest, I'm not even 100% sure he's still alive. I believe he is, but he's fine. Other guys have gotten in fights, only had a handful of fights, and it completely messed them up. You just don't know. The more research that's done about people and how... you know, how they are react to concussions, and if they are, you know, again, it's tough because it is fighting, and, you know, one of the main things of fighting is, you know, punching somebody in the face, and I don't know what you can do. It's, again, all sports are going through this right now, especially like football, hockey, soccer. It's relatively easy. You just go, okay, well, you take the header out of the game. But when it comes to, you know, fighting, I'm not 100% sure on what you can do, and I'm not. Again, I'm very sensitive towards this stuff, so I'm not trying to downplay it or anything like that. But I will say this, if you choose to get into boxing, if you choose to get into mixed martial arts as opposed to just wrestling or just jiu-jitsu or just judo or whatever it's going to be, I'm not saying you're basically signing a waiver away, but with that said, you kind of know what you're getting into now. With that said, you look at a situation on Friday night like Pat Barry, who has been knocked out a lot in his last couple of fights. He's, you know, got his head bounced off the canvas on Friday night. I think there's where you go, okay, let's run him through a true battery of tests, see what his situation is. And with his doctors and with the UFC, you decide on whether he's still fit to fight. I know that can be a loaded thing because a lot of state commissions didn't want to pass Evander Holyfield and said, you know, I don't think Holyfield should fight anymore. But yet his doctor said he could. He found commissions that would let him fight. So, again, it's very, very tough. And it's, again, not saying you're signing a waiver. But with that said, you're getting into fighting. You should expect to be punched in the face. And if you don't think that's going to be good for your long-term health, then maybe you should find something else.
We are going to start taking your calls on this in just a moment. What are your thoughts on this? I mean, I raved about the fight on Twitter as I was watching it, and everybody else raved about the fight. And then I kind of sat there and I sent out a tweet saying, you know, everyone involved is going to regret this in 10 years. And some people were like, you know, you're right. And then some people were saying, well, you know, what do you want to do? You want to ban fighting? So what are your thoughts on this? We're going to actually start opening up the phone lines right now. We've got a lot of other news, but let's get it. Let's get your thoughts on this. The WWE Network, as well as the Hunt Silva fight and all the other news from UFC. The phone number is 855-478-4478. We have phone lines open right now. So if you'd like to call, 855-478-4478. Let's try out the Skype line as well. F4W Online. If you're overseas, you can contact me through the Skype line. So we're going to start taking phone calls, calling right now. Now, the Slammies tomorrow, Mike, there is a listing of all of the categories, and the Slammies, believe it or not, are taking place in Seattle, and so I am going to be there. And last week, if you watched the show, we're going to go over the TLC card a little bit later on in the program, but the TLC show is taking place next Sunday. We're going to be live right prior to the WWE TLC pay-per-view, and what's interesting about TLC is the go-home show is the Slammies. And so most likely tomorrow is going to be some goofy wrestling matches and that sort of thing, and the Slammies. And the big build for TLC actually took place last week. Now, I'm sure we'll get some video packages and that sort of thing, but I don't think you're going to see Orton wrestling tomorrow. I don't think you're going to see John Cena wrestling tomorrow. And that begs the question, is 2 weeks of build enough for a unification match, WWE title versus world title?
No. No, it's not. I don't, you know, it's like having the Raw Nashville thing leading into the last pay-per-view. This is another thing. And There's a marketing concept that would say, okay, well, because it's this is going to be a wacky show, just like Raw Nashville, people are going to tune in and they're going to know, you know, you can drive home the point that, hey, the pay-per-view is next week, but or is the, you know, coming up on Sunday the next week. I think it's the wrong tack to take. I would use this as actually, I would have done this last week. If you were going to do a Slammy show, you should have done it last week and then had Orton and Cena, with Cena putting Orton through the table at the end, you know, this upcoming week. Again, they may have pulled something out of their rear ends this week that makes it awesome. It's just that Raw hasn't been that good, and the lead-ups to the pay-per-views haven't been that good, and the pay-per-views themselves have not been that good. So I have no confidence in them right now as far as leading into this show, which on paper, I mean, you know, you go, it's a unification match, but people are so frazzled and burned out. There's unless somebody comes walking out of this with both belts, which is tough to believe, and even if it happens, you know, what are the odds when you turn on Raw on, you know, Monday in 2 weeks that it's not going to be stripped away or something like that? Their creative has inspired no confidence in me whatsoever.
All right, we're going to head to the phones. You are on Wrestling Observer Live. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Jim from Martinsville, Virginia.
Jim from Virginia, the first call last week as well. How are you listening to the show?
I'm listening to it on my smartphone.
How about that? Tune in?
Yeah.
All right, what's on your mind?
Two things. About the WWE Network, I really would rather it be on cable. I guess I'm an oddball. I just like it better that way, you know. But I guess I could get one of those, we call it Roku boxes, and I could work either way. The other thing I wanted to add, why did Galavision drop all wrestling?
Why did the whole deal with Galavision and CMLL, I mean, CMLL, the ratings they were doing on Galavision were not good. Horrendous, in fact. And so, you know, for a while there, WWE, in fact, if I recall correctly, WWE was the highest rated thing on television in Mexico, and AAA was second, and CMLL was third. And then CMLL just, they absolutely died in the ratings. And I believe right now AAA is doing much better than WWE, in fact. So I think it was just low ratings. It would be best if we got Dr. Luch on to talk more about that. But it doesn't look like it's coming back anytime soon.
Well, AAA on a cable network?
AAA, they're looking at they're going to be on the El Rey network, which is going to be debuting in 2014. They're going to have a show on El Rey, and they're working their way into the United States. They're doing a United States expansion. Been talking about it for years, and the idea is that they are going to kick that off in early 2014. And in fact, there should be some television tapings for the U.S. being announced sometime soon. So be prepared for that. And I want to thank you very much for the call. We're getting ready to head to a break. But, the El Rey Network is the plan for AAA. And those of you that you're sick of WWE and TNA is not your cup of tea, you are going to have an option here of perhaps watching AAA on the El Rey Network. And also, as noted earlier in the show, probably early January, we're going to get an announcement about the launch of the WWE Network, which is probably going to be taking place in mid-February. And it's looking like they will probably have a deal which will allow you, if you subscribe to the network, for maybe as low as $10 a month, to get WrestleMania for free as part of your network package. So that should be very interesting. Mike, are you excited for AAA?
You know, in a way, I kind of am, you know, as having, you know, Latin package. There is a lot of stuff on with WWC and stuff like that. And I'm going to assume the El Rey Network, you're probably going to have a, you know, it's going to be part of a Spanish tier that's on your cable system. So, I mean, at least when you do something like that, even though there's not a whole lot of CMLL on Galavision, it does provide you a couple more options to get your wrestling fix.
All right, we are going to head to a break. Back in just a moment. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline broadcast. Casting Network. We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. And we are here live every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. You can also check us out on the TuneIn Radio app on your smartphone. We've been asking people where they've been listening to the show from. A lot of people listening through the TuneIn Radio app. Search Sports Byline USA or Wrestling Observer, and you can check us out there every single week, as well as iHeart.com, the iHeart Talk Radio portal. We're available there. And, of course, streaming live from WrestlingObserver.com. WrestlingObserver.com is a place to go for the latest news and info in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. We do radio shows every single day in our members-only area. So if you listen to this show and you love it, I guarantee you will love a subscription to WrestlingObserver.com. And don't forget, it is the holiday season. Something you might want to ask for Christmas. Two shows a day. In fact, today is a three-show day. When this live program is over, I will be back here later this evening. A Brian and Vinny show talking all of the latest news, the latest television reviews, NXT, Ring of Honor, and more. And then we will be joined by Dave Meltzer later in the evening, and we shall be talking all the latest news in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts there as well. So check it out, WrestlingObserver.com. We have free shows linked up on the right-hand side of the page. Check it out. If you like what you hear, consider signing up, and you will not regret it. In fact, a lot of you listening to this right now started out listening for free and ended up signing up and really enjoyed it. So check it out, WrestlingObserver.com. We are back here on the show. We are taking your phone calls, 855-478-4478. The phone lines are open, toll-free, U.S. and Canada, 855-478-4478. And the Skype line is F4W Online. And I know that some people have been having some trouble with Skype. I'm not sure what the issue is. I should not have to accept your contact request for you to get on the air. And, in fact, we've got Daz on the air right now. Daz, what's going on? Daz, can you hear me? And Daz has a bad connection. So you can give us a shot. Skype, F4W Online. Niall is on the air right now. Niall, what is going on?
How are you, Brian?
Not too bad. What's happening?
Not much. Just I'm calling from Ireland here, and I think you said you had issues with Skype, so I just thought I'd give you a shout.
Well, what's going on, Niall? We hear you loud and clear. How are you listening to the show?
Brian.
How are you listening to it?
The TuneIn Radio app.
TuneIn Radio app.
Yep.
All right.
And I'm not entirely sure whether I'm going to get TLC next week. Not particularly mad about the booking at the moment, but I suppose just what I want to ask you, Brian, was straight up Cena or Orton, who do you think will win the main event?
I want to thank you very much for the call. Sempervivi, Orton or Cena? Mike, are you there? I'll get Mike on the line. All right, everybody. We are figuring out this whole Skype thing right here. We may have to shut down the Skype line if it's not working. Mike, are you there?
Absolutely.
All right, Orton versus Cena. Who's winning?
not the fans, I don't think. I expect, hard to have faith in them. I expect something screwy to happen. They got to walk out. It's going to be one guy with both belts, right? This is what they've said. One guy is going to take both.
That's the idea. I firmly believe that one person is walking out with both belts. So if you had to pick a person, who is it?
Randy Orton.
Randy Orton, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. It doesn't, to me, I think you need something to stomp into the Royal Rumble with. And him, you know, again, if Cena wins it, I don't know, because you've castrated Big Show, you've castrated Daniel Bryan. John Cena's the only guy left. So who else is there to fight the machine right now as far as they're concerned? You know, CM Punk's tied up with the Shield. You've got, you know, nobody else is there. So to me, it's Orton wins it with Cena chasing it and, you know, Cena going head up against the machine.
I think that Randy Orton is winning. I think that this is a panic decision on the part of WWE, and I don't know. Here's the deal, everybody. They do house show lineups quite a while in advance, and in fact, they've got house show lineups for the end of December And guess what the main event is scheduled to be for those house show lineups, Mike?
I'm going to assume Randy Orton is champion?
No. In fact, the lineups are Randy Orton versus John Cena in a unification match. In other words...
Well, so it's possible it still could be, but yeah, that makes sense.
Well, no, what I'm saying is when they first planned this match, it was not going to end with a title unification because they had house shows planned afterwards where they were going to continue fightings for the supposed unification. So as I noted last week, my theory is that at the last pay-per-view, they had nothing for TLC. They knew that the last several pay-per-views had been flops. And so what they did was they made this announcement of a John Cena-Randy Orton match, and they had no intentions at the time of unifying the titles. And the idea was that, well, we'll do this match. Maybe we'll switch the belts. One guy wins one belt, one guy wins the other belt, and they switch. And then we continue booking these unification matches on the road. And then somebody at some point figured out, wait a second, we have screwed these people over and over again on pay-per-view. We better actually give them a finish. And thus we're going to get a finish on Sunday's pay-per-view. Let's take this call. You are on the air. Wrestling Observer Live. Who is this and how are you listening?
My name is Michael Prince and I'm listening through the TuneIn Radio app.
Very good. What's going on?
Not much. I was just calling in to see what you guys were perchance talking about.
A lot of different things. If you were listening on TuneIn, we've got the Slammies. We've got the Network. We've got Hunt versus Bigfoot. Are you going to be getting the WWE Network?
I was actually about to ask. The Network is a good thing for me because I've always thought about this, and I actually had a question about it. And I actually do plan to get the Network. Because I'm very interested in the classic stuff. And what I wanted to ask, and one of the reasons I was calling, is because I know that you and Mike and Dave always talk about the classics on demand argument and always talking about how classics on demand didn't do that well, and we know that it didn't do that well. I mean, there's numbers that prove that. But the way that I see it is this, is that, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I didn't have classics for that long, but classics seem to only release the old school content in short waves that nobody, like, it would just kind of release things randomly, like maybe this week you would get WCW, and this week you get Mid-South, and then the next you get ECW, and it seemed like it had very sparse content, whereas my understanding with the Network is that we're going to have programming blocks is dedicated to these different territories and these different eras of wrestling, making this classic content more available. And especially if they go with this supposed digital distribution idea and allow that content easily available for anyone to just watch in sort of a Netflix manner, I think that's something that definitely makes the Network much, much better of a bargain and a deal than Classics On Demand could have ever been. Because classics only seem to focus on giving you these things that maybe this week you didn't really want this show. You didn't want this collection of Clash of the Champions mid-card matches or whatever that happened, or Zack Ryder's Ice 3 or whatever they happen to show on classics at that week. But it seems that the Network is going to have a lot more programming readily available, and that's why I think that the Network will be a success in that region for the classics fans, and that's why I'm going to get it.
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. You are absolutely correct about Classics On Demand. I got Classics On Demand, and the whole deal was you got 20 hours a month of new footage. Not 20 hours a week, 20 hours a month. And it was footage that they chose for you. So I'm not entirely sure. No one is, except those in WWE that are involved with this, but what the actual plans are for the Network. But my guess is it's going to be a 24-hour live streaming network. It'll basically be an internet version of a 24-hour television channel. And so you're going to get much, much, much more content. I presume they're going to have some sort of schedule that you can follow, like, you know, we'll have Mid-South Tuesdays at 4 o'clock, that sort of thing. The big question, Mike, is will they have an on-demand feature for this? And what are they going to air Monday nights at 8 o'clock p.m. and Friday nights at whatever time SmackDown airs? I watch SmackDown on DVR, so I think it's 8 o'clock. What are they going to do in those time slots? I mean, are they going to run something on the Network head-to-head with Raw?
No, absolutely not. I would, well, you know, they could. Look, as far as being something functional, no. You know, but I don't think they'll go dark or anything like that. But I think they play something so random that it's I don't know, the best of the gobbledygook or something like that, where you do have it where it's not going to interfere with the two big shows that you want people to watch. Period. You know, it's just there's no way to do it otherwise. I mean, maybe that's when you play an old Stampede Wrestling or something like that. It's your, I don't even think they do a classic Raw, because I think that could take away from the people watching the show. So I think it'll be something so random. It'll just be, you know, counter-programming from completely the other side of the spectrum. I do wonder if they decide to play something like World Championship Wrestling at 6:05 on Saturday. And, like, you know, the Mid-South Sunday at 6 o'clock, you know, on non-pay-per-view weeks, just because those are two traditional, you know, time slots that people from way back are used to, and it could be a fun way to play with the fact you have the library.
I like the idea of a best of a gobbledygooker.
You know, yeah, it's like, you could be like Gimmick Night, where it's like gobbledygooker, the goon, you know, dudes like that, and just, you know, your worst of you have on there that, you know, makes people go, okay, I'll turn Raw and forget about what's on here.
They do have over 60,000 hours of footage in their archives, and so there is more than enough to supply a network.
And right, you know what one could be? Since they have it and they haven't shown it, they have that old 60s stuff from, like, New Haven, Connecticut and Bridgeport. You know, you could put that on in that slot, because that would pretty much guarantee that people, only the hardest of the hardcore or historian, would watch it.
All right, to the phones. You're on Wrestling Observer Live. Who is this and how are you listening?
Hey, this is Eric. I'm listening to the Tune In Radio app.
All right, what's going on?
Not much. I know you guys were talking about the WWE Network.
Indeed.
As I say, I don't have cable myself, so it would be cool to be able to stream it on a Roku or something like that. Or one of my roommates have an Xbox 360, so it would be nice to, you know, if they do stream it, I'll definitely go through it that way.
Now, why no cable? Are you just one of those people that have cut the cord because you can get everything you need on Hulu?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't really see the point of having, like, a couple hundred channels when there's really nothing good on anymore.
Well, you're not the only one. I want to thank you very much for the call, Eric. You know one thing, Eric is not alone. He is a guy who has cut the cable cord because he can get so much stuff on Netflix and on Hulu. Now, the one thing to consider about this network is that Eric is still in the minority. We're still talking the vast, vast number of people who are watching television are watching on either the networks or on cable. And so there is a growing number, especially in 2013, there's a growing number of people that are cutting the cord. I mean, honest to God, I'm one of those guys where if I did not have to watch this stuff on cable, like Raw, for example, I have to watch live. If I didn't have to watch Raw live or some of these other shows, I would cut the cord. I don't need cable. Everything I want is on Hulu and Netflix, so it's a very interesting discussion to have. Have you cut the cord? We'll open up the phone lines in hour two as well. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And we are here live every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208. Streaming live worldwide on the Internet. Tune in, radio, iHeart.com, WrestlingObserver.com. And as somebody just noted to me on Twitter, the Cable Radio Network. You can check that out. We are playing there as well, the American Forces Network, which, by the way, Tribute to the Troops is going to be in my neck of the woods coming up on Wednesday, in fact, at Fort Lewis. So that's pretty interesting. And, Mike, very quickly here, somebody on Twitter, TJohn901, noted that maybe on the WWE Network during Raw, what they will play head-to-head is everything they normally play on the app.
Actually, that Yeah, that actually makes great sense. You know, I kind of forgot about the app and all this stuff and how it could work. And, you know, having a pre- and a post-game show, which they do now for the pay-per-views, wouldn't be a bad idea. I know they've done that in Canada for years. So that's actually a really, really good idea and at least something that would make it functional and go with the whole interactive thing they want to do.
All right, in the second hour, I want to make note that we are going to be taking phone calls as well as Skype calls. But if you're going to be calling on Skype, I kindly request that you do so only if you have a wired connection and some sort of nice headset. This show is going out live all over the world, and if you do not have a wired connection or if you're just talking into your computer, it's very, very difficult for everybody to hear. So please use some sort of mic set up to your computer, and please, if possible, make sure that when you call, you turn the audio down on this show. We don't have a call screener, so when you call, you can get very confused if we're talking to you, but you're hearing something different on your audio stream. So make sure you shut that off. We are going to head to our hourly break. When we come back, we'll be talking more news, taking your phone calls, Skype calls, and a lot more. You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, you're listening to Wrestling Observer with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervive, also WrestlingObserver.com. And we are here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio, Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. In this hour, we're going to be taking your phone calls. The number, 855-478-4478. That is 855-478-4478. And we got a lot of stuff to talk about here in this hour, including the WWE Network. A lot of stuff in the WWE Network to discuss, including whether you have got a set-top box and are planning to listen to this show. We've had a lot of people call in, and obviously many of you are listening to the TuneIn Radio app, and that available on the Hulu, the Roku box, Apple TV, and we're going to be talking about that here on this program. Do you have a set-top box? Would you rather have the WWE Network available on a cable network? It right now it's looking like that's not going to be an option. However, WWE has stated officially that while they have not made an announcement about the network, they are still working on various options for network delivery, which means there is still a possibility that at least one cable network might pick them up. I have not heard anything about it, but obviously they've probably been trying to work with a lot of different networks over the past couple of years, Comcast, various networks, to see if it's possible that some of them could pick up the WWE Network. At the end of the day, it may be an online, online-only deal. It may be a combination of online-only and some sort of traditional network. So we shall see. That is going to be the topic of discussion here in the next segment. We're going to open up the phone lines again. The number is 855-478-4478. That is 855-478-4478. So if you'd like to call in, be ready to call. We're going to head to a break. So if you're calling right now, you may have to hold the line. But when we get back, we'll be taking your phone calls and talk a lot of news as well. So it should be a good time. So stick by that dial. We'll be back in just a moment. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We are here every Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio, Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. We are live, and we are taking your phone calls, 855-478-4478, the WWE Network, the Slammies, Mark Hunt versus Bigfoot Silva, whatever's on your mind, to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this, and where are you listening from?
Hi, this is Rob McCarron, and right now I'm listening from San Jose.
San Jose on TuneIn?
I'm actually listening on CRN.
CRN, the cable radio network. What's on your mind?
So, talking about the WWE Network, and I just wanted to throw my opinion out there that I'm one that
if it ends up being what it's rumored to be, that I would get it in a heartbeat. I mean, when you're paying $60 every 6 months for the pay-per-views that are not WrestleMania and the content that it's rumored to be, to me it seems like a no-brainer. I am happier that it would not be on cable because there's always the chance that the cable provider doesn't take it or doesn't carry it. So this way it could be on its own channel on Roku, which I have. I have an Apple TV. So it seems like the best scenario for someone like me, but although I can also understand how people would be more inclined to get it on a cable network versus a Roku, but for me it's perfect.
Have you bought any of the other WWE streaming pay-per-views in the past?
No, I have never, because they're $50 a pop per, and I wouldn't do that. But if it's $10 a month and you get the pay-per-views and everything else is considered free, to me that seems like a much better deal.
What about some of the Ring of Honor pay-per-views, that sort of thing?
I've gotten one, and the one I got was a while ago, and it was, I can't remember the name, but it was the one where you got the first half of the show and the second half was completely gone.
Yes.
After that, I didn't give it another chance.
Yes. Well, I want to thank you very much for the call, Rob. And, Mike, that is obviously something that has to be talked about, the infrastructure. A lot of people may not know this, but last year WWE offered WrestleMania, their biggest show of the year. They offered that online if you wanted to buy it on WWE.com as opposed to anywhere else. You could buy it. However, it crashed. WrestleMania crashed. And what are your thoughts in terms of the kind of infrastructure they're going to put together to make sure that this does not crash?
It still could happen. It's just one of those things. The UFC seems to have had great success. I've ordered a couple of UFCs online, have had no problem whatsoever. Invicta in the past, same way online, no problem whatsoever. So, ROH's problems have been very well known. Obviously, WWE, I don't know. I really don't know what you do other than you look at what ESPN does for ESPN3. Their service, which is a 24/7 type of service with lots of on-demand things on it as well as live programming. You look at what the UFC is going to do and who they're going with, and you just have to spend the money and do everything you can possible to pour the resources into making sure that this thing isn't going to crash. You know, a million people across the world by WrestleMania. I mean, you have to. Basically, what you do, I don't know, you set it up so you make sure, damn it, 2 million people can watch this thing at one time without a problem whatsoever. So, again, I don't know the test other than looking at the great successes that are out there, and there are plenty of them. Obviously, not maybe at one time like the WWE has, but UFC's had million buy fights on the internet, and they haven't had a problem with it whatsoever. And they have, things like multiple camera options and corner and alternate commentary, all that sort of stuff. So if it's worked for them, at least copy that idea or find one that's even better and copy that.
All right, we are going to go back to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this, and how are you listening to Wrestling Observer Live? You are on the air, and he's gone. You are on the air. Who is this, and how are you listening to Wrestling Observer Live?
How's it going, Brian? It's Eric from Chicago, and I'm listening on the TuneIn Radio website, not yet.
All right, Eric, what's going on?
Nothing much. I just got one simple question for you. What's good with the cold opens to Raw? Whatever happened to the signature intro at the start of the show? They don't do the fireworks no more. They don't do the crowd panning. It's usually just someone in the middle of the ring getting ready to cut a promo, and they just open up, Michael Cole, welcome to Monday Night Raw, we're in blah, 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 wherever they're at. I just think it adds to the show. It gets people pumped up. I really miss it. I don't know if you've noticed or anybody cares, but it's something significant to me, and I really would like it to them to bring it back.
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. The issue is, for Pyro at least, that it was expensive. And they have just decided to cut the cost. They decided that we can remove the pyro and nobody is going to notice. And you did notice. However, they removed the pyro a long, long time ago. And I would guess that a lot of people did not notice. As far as like. why they're doing the cold open. It's just, it's what they're feeling right now. It's just their, you know, every now and then they get an idea and they think that something's cool, and that's it. So that's the way it's going to go until Vince McMahon, I guess, decides, you know what, back in the day, the pen in the crowd was awesome. And then they'll bring that back. So that would be my thought. Mike, anything to add to that?
No, that's pretty much exactly it right there.
I had more to my Vince McMahon impersonation, but it was profane, so I couldn't bring it out there. All right, back to the phones. You're on Wrestling Observer Live. Who is this, and how are you listening to the show?
Hi, everybody. This is Sammy from New Jersey through the TuneIn Radio app I'm listening.
What's up, Sammy?
About, I think, 4:30 in the morning last night, Eastern time, I got your tweet on my cell phone from about the Bigfoot fight. And I'm like, okay, let me see if I can find it, watch it. So I finally put it on and watching the first round, second round, I'm like, I'm not so sure why this is such a big deal. And by the end of the fight, I swear I had a little bit of a tear in my eye watching that fight. It was ridiculously something else. And I'm very happy you told everybody to watch it. It was well worth the 30 minutes of time to see what really was an epic fight. And I was thinking about what Dave said about thinking that maybe the referee should have interfered in the fifth round because Hunter was on the, seemed like on the verge like he might be able to win. And it thought me, I thought back to when I was watching the Brock Lesnar history of fight. So when he was fighting Shane Carwin, I believe it was. And it seemed a lot of times that Lesnar was in trouble. And he was still trying to get some offense in, I guess, to prevent a stoppage. And I kind of felt the same way watching that route. I didn't feel Silva wasn't doing enough to justify stopping the, you know, to justify stopping the fight. I thought he wasn't just enough. I didn't have as much of a problem with the referee checking for blood as Dave did, I guess you could say. But anyone listening who hasn't seen the fight, like everybody says, you really do got to watch it. It is something else.
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. And yes, I have railed against all of the head trauma and that sort of thing. But if you look at it just as a fight, it was the best heavyweight fight of all time. And Mike, you would actually know better than most, but what it really reminded me of was one of those old school All Japan main events. And I mean, maybe it was just me, but I would always hear about these main events and I'd watch them and I'd be about 15 minutes in and I'd think, yeah, this match is good. This match is not one of the best matches I've ever seen. And then when it's over, you're like, that was one of the best matches I've ever seen. They just built so well. And it was the same thing with Hunt and Bigfoot. I mean, first couple rounds, I mean, I watched it this morning. You know, first couple rounds, it was kind of like, all right, yeah, they're hitting each other really hard. And then I think it was the fourth round when they just had this back and forth slobber knocker that you realize, okay, this fight's awesome.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's like what New Japan does now, too, as well. I told my stepfather, I said, hey, you've got to watch this fight. I talked to him Saturday morning, and he put it on, and he said the same thing. He's watching it going, okay, what's the big deal here? And then as it rolled on, it got better and better and better. And it was as Jim Ross would say, it was a slobber knocker. There's really no other way to put it. It was, you know, a lot of great heavyweight fights. Again, they only go 1-2 rounds in MMA. This one went 5, and it was brutal, but it was beautiful at the same time if you like fighting.
These phone lines are going nuts, and I've got Francis here on Skype. Francis, we only got a couple of seconds, so do you have a quick question, or would you like to hold?
Am I hold?
All right, I'll have you hold, and we will get to you when we come back from the break, and a lot of you on the phones as well, so it's going to be a couple of minutes before we come back, but the phone number, 855-478-4478. When we come back, we will be taking your phone calls on all of the hottest topics in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. And we will get Francis here, who is on Skype, when we come back from the break. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. And we are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We are here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio, Channel 208, streaming live worldwide on the Internet, TuneIn Radio, iHeart.com, the Cable Radio Network. It's impossible to not hear this show, I've determined. And we have a Skype caller here on the line. Francis is on the air. Francis, what's going on?
I'm all right. I'm listening to you via the TuneIn app from the UK.
That's right. TuneIn in the UK. What's going on?
And I want to ask you about, it's a two-part question. If they're going to bring a network, do you think it would be maybe doing it internationally, like for the UK market? Because the UK, we don't get a lot of the network would actually be a good idea to own the UK, but because we get more TNA and we get WWE, but it might be interesting if the network would actually work in the UK.
Well, here, first off, let me ask you a question. Now, if I recall correctly, in the UK, do you still pay for, like, half of the pay-per-views and the other half are free, or what is the situation right now?
Majority now, that pay-per-views we actually pay for, only about, probably about three-quarters of the pay-per-views we pay for, and the rest are free.
So basically, if they can get people in the UK to pay for the network, they're... well, let's see, I guess I'd see how much you'd pay per average pay-per-view, but they're almost coming out ahead... If they get people to sign up for the network, because otherwise, a lot of the time, you're not paying for anything.
No, well, it's like with difference with TNA. We get all the TNA programming's actually for free, so it'd be quite interesting to see if they brought the network to the UK. How would it work? Would they show it on a Sky deal? Because I know the contract's up for renewal next year, so could they do like some like Netflix in the UK or something else?
I think they would be out of their minds to not have this network worldwide. I'm not sure exactly how it works. I know that Sirius Satellite Radio, you're not supposed to be able to order if you're not in the U.S. and Canada. I know that I think Hulu is. Can you get Hulu in the U.K. or is
no,
that also?
It's only exclusive to the U.S.
Yeah. See, I don't understand why. Somebody maybe can call in and explain to me, but. I mean, you know, the fact that Hulu is not available and Sirius is not available, I mean, that to me suggests there's a possibility that the network will not be available either. But, I mean, if I had any say in it, I mean, I can just tell you personally that if we restricted subscribers to our website to only the U.S. and Canada, we would not be doing nearly as well as we're doing now because we have tons of people from the U.K. We have tons of Australians. I mean, it's very, very international. So I don't know. But I hope they can get something set up for you guys.
Yeah, I would hope so as well, especially as wrestling fans. We don't have much wrestling, like, domestically. Like, we have certain loads of UK promotions, but it'd be interesting to have, like, someone like the WWE Network on a UK channel, maybe just, like, through online on Netflix or maybe by Sky or BT.
Yeah, I want to thank you very much for the call. We've got a million people trying to connect right now. And again, if you are interested in calling in, 855-478-4478 is the toll-free number in the U.S. and Canada, 855-478-4478. My Skype handle is F4WOnline. If you want to Skype your way in, I'm going to try and alternate from phone to Skype since so many people are calling in. And all of this information is available at WrestlingObserver.com on the front page as well. You are on the air, Wrestling Observer Live. Who is this and how are you listening?
This is Chris in Las Vegas, and this week I decided to go to the TuneIn app since they always block you with football. But
games are ridiculous.
I know. It's your favorite sport, I know that.
Yes, go
anyway,
on.
Anyway, I was calling them because I would like to ask a question about the Jim Ross interview that you had the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about when he left WCW and Turner to go to the WWF, he was very happy with his time there, and he liked working for him. And I remember on the Monday Night Wars DVD, he says he left because Bischoff was getting in charge and it wasn't going to be fun for him anymore. And that's why he left. And he seemed very, very positive about the WCW run. Was it Bischoff or was it something else? And I'll take my answer off the air.
All right. I want to thank you very much for the call. I mean, you'd have to ask Jim Ross. I mean, to be honest, with WCW, I mean, not just Jim Ross, but for a lot of guys, I mean, there were a million different reasons that people were disgruntled with the company, and we're now talking about, you know, 15 years ago. And if you have worked in the wrestling business, I mean, even just covering the wrestling business, I mean, 15 years is a long time. And you know, Ross at one point may have stuck out to him more than something else, and now today maybe something else stuck out to him more. I don't know. I don't have an answer, but we will have Jim Ross back on, I hope, at some point in the. In the near future, and maybe we'll open up the phone lines and you can call them and ask that question. Mike, do you have any comments on the do you know why Hulu and Sirius Satellite Radio and some of these other, because I know that Sirius could broadcast their programming worldwide, but they restrict it to the U.S. and Canada. Why is that?
I'm not sure about Sirius, but I would assume at least that you've got a bunch of rights issues that go on with, you know, who's broadcasting what in Europe when it comes to all of these TV shows and programs and all that sort of stuff. I would just figure that's the biggest thing. Now, what you could have, though, I mean, it's not like you can't have restricted. The UFC, again, with their how it's set up to order their pay-per-views, say a pay-per-view is taking place in the States, you can't order it, you know, or you can order it, but if it's taking place, I mean, again, that's a bad example. I'm trying to think of, like, Brazil has got, if you watch the show from Brazil, it's on The Ultimate Fighter, like, it'll be blacked out in Brazil because there's already another way for you to go and get that program. So I'm sure they could do a part of a WWE network in other places. They just have to replace the programming or the content that somebody else has already gotten the rights to over there and just replace it with something else.
All right, we have got Antonio on a Skype line. And Antonio, what's happening?
Not much. Right now I'm just doing some producing for my new radio show, so.
How about that? Here's people trying to get their plugs on this show. Well, what's on your mind?
Well, I was just wondering, it seems like with the new WWE Network coming out, there's going to be a lot of airtime. Do you think we'll be seeing a lot of potentially big returns of talent on the WWE Network?
Well, it depends on what kind of programming they have. I don't expect them to have, I mean, they might. I suppose they could try to have like a separate network-only wrestling television show. But my guess is that the network is going to be the live pay-per-views, the B pay-per-views. It'll be a ton of archival footage, a lot of old shows, you know, the Monday Night War stuff that they used to have on Classics on Demand, a lot of the old territory stuff, and then some new already produced or to be produced shows like Legends House. You know, the Total Divas was originally, I believe, going to be a network show, but then E picked it up, and so it got bumped to E. But anything that doesn't get picked up by E or any network like that is going to end up on the network. But I don't think they're going to have, like, a first-run wrestling show. Now, I do think there's a possibility that you may see guys like Amin Gene Okerlund or some of these other guys coming back. And, I mean, they're going to need bumpers on the network. There's going to be hosting duties they'll need. So I think you may see him back in that capacity, but I'm not sure about an in-ring capacity.
Yeah, it just seems with a network so big and with such a high demand for nostalgia, that might be something that would seem like a decent idea, but it would also have its pros and cons. You know, I wouldn't want to see Kurt Angle on the WWE Network when I can see him come out on Raw and kill Jack Swagger. You know what I mean?
I would guess that they're not going to. Which actually, I want to thank you very much for the call. And Mike, I got to ask you about this. The UFC network. UFC is doing something virtually. Actually, let me. UFC actually announces officially before WWE, so I don't want to say that UFC is like. I don't want people to think they're stealing WWE's idea. They've actually had this idea for a while, and if anything, I don't think either side is copying the other. But UFC is going to be doing a digital network as well, and they are. I mean, they've got 50 shows that they're going to be doing a year. And not all of them are going to get TV deals, but they feel, okay, there are people who will pay to have a UFC network and watch all of these shows, so let's provide this to them. And so that's what they're going to do. But you are going to get, on occasion, a guy like Alexander Gustafsson, who is coming off one of many Match of the Year candidates, actually, for mixed martial arts. But he's coming off of that. And he is going to be fighting solely for internet subscribers to their internet deal, and to me, I don't know. I'd have a BJ Penn or a Rich Franklin. I'd have a guy who isn't a cornerstone of your future fighting on this exclusive network, as opposed to one of your young up and coming stars. And I know with Gustafsson, it's kind of difficult because this is a. You know, an overseas show, he's going to be fighting in his hometown. It's a little more difficult with him, but I think in general, I don't know if that's a good idea. What are your thoughts on UFC's network?
Oh, I love the idea. I mean, I'm not going to watch every single last, you know, thing that's on there, but, you know, the Ultimate Fighter Brazil that's going to air on Globo, you'll be able to watch it if you want, I would assume, you know, on the network. You'll be able to see these shows that come from Istanbul, Turkey, and stuff like that, and these international versions of Ultimate Fighter. as well as they have all that tape library from the WEC and you know, the IFL and Pride and all that sort of stuff as Strikeforce. So a little bit, I'm not saying it's apples and oranges, but a little bit different when it comes to the sport aspect of UFC. And I think it's a great idea. Now, as far as Gustafsson or anybody with a name fighting on there, it can happen once in a while, but Gustafsson, I haven't liked the fact that they put him on, you know, like Fox, you know, the Fuel shows and things like that. So again, they need to create more stars anyway. That's a separate thing. But yeah, I would say you use your Rich Franklins and guys like that. I would definitely be one to use them on the internet cards. But with that said, I mean, you could have nobody on them. It's just one of those things where it's going to be a nice option to have if you're a big fight fan.
All right, we are going to head to a break. When we come back, more phone calls and Skype calls. The phone number 855-478-4478. My Skype handle, F4W Online. All of these numbers on the front page at WrestlingObserver.com. Back in just a moment, Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. And we are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And we are here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio, Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the Internet at WrestlingObserver.com. You can check us out on the TuneIn Radio app on your smartphone, iHeart.com on your smartphone as well, the Cable Radio Network, the American Forces Network. Big shout out to everybody listening on the American Forces Network, including those of you in Fort Lewis, Washington, who are going to get tribute to the troops this coming Wednesday. And we're going to be taking your phone calls, 855-478-4478. If you love this show, guess what? Two more shows coming up tonight, only for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. You can head to WrestlingObserver.com right now, and on the right-hand side of the page, a listing of our latest free radio shows. Check those out, and if you like what you hear, consider a subscription, only $10.99 a month. Not only do you get two brand new radio shows every single day, but every show that we've ever done dating back to 2005 is available in our archives right now. Thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of audio are available in the archives. So head to WrestlingObserver.com and check it out. I've gotten so many emails over the years from people that said, man, I used to listen every week on Wrestling Observer Live, and I finally decided to try a subscription, and I've been a subscriber ever since. So be that person. Check it out at WrestlingObserver.com. I'll be up later on tonight with Vinny doing a show talking NXT, Ring of Honor, and a number of other things as well, including Total Divas and Dave Meltzer later on tonight. I'll be up talking all the latest news. Two shows tonight, only for subscribers, WrestlingObserver.com. Back to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this, and how are you listening to the show?
This is Sean from Ottawa, listening on the TuneIn Radio app.
TuneIn Radio. What's going on?
I'm just wondering, you mentioned that you're going to Raw tomorrow, and you said that Whitney was a big fan of the Slammies. Can you explain, like, why a non-fan might be interested in that? Or?
Well, Whitney is not really a wrestling fan, but as a typical mid-20s female, she likes E! And all of these wacky reality shows and that sort of thing. And so the Slammies... in years past, at least, you know, they had Bob Barker on there, who, you know, he's not exactly a popular name to the 20-something crowd, but he was very entertaining on the show, and she likes the celebrities, she likes the wackiness, and so she would rather go to the Slammies than a traditional 3-hour pro wrestling show.
Fair enough. And if you do watch Total Divas tonight, just be forewarned.
I know.
Episode, Brian.
I know. I'm
have a good night, my friend.
Thanks very much for the call. That's right. Natalia and Tyson Kidd have to put their cat down tonight. I'm not happy about that, Mike.
Very, very sorry for the loss you're going to be feeling through Tyson and Natalia. It's never a fun thing to put a pet down.
Why does this have to air?
Because it's drama and it pulls at the heartstrings.
Yeah, there's plenty of drama, like beating up Vincent. I don't need to see him put their cat down.
Yeah, but that's going to be fun. You need the ebbs and flows. You need to pull on all sorts of emotions on a show like this. So, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to get angry at Vincent. I'm going to laugh at Vincent. But I'm not going to cry for Vincent, but I'll cry for that cat.
The phone number, everybody, if you want to call in, 855-478-4478 is the number, 855-478-4478. Give us a call right now. We have lines open, and we're going to run down the slammy categories here, Mike. Slammies are tomorrow. Are you ready?
I guess I'm ready, yes.
Here we go. Superstar of the Year. Shawn Michaels is the presenter. We got John Cena, Randy Orton, CM Punk, Daniel Bryan, Big Show, and Brock Lesnar. I presume Daniel Bryan wins. We get a Daniel Bryan, Shawn Michaels angle. And maybe they will set up a match for WrestleMania this year.
That's what I'm hoping. I don't know what's going to happen with how Daniel Bryan's been treated and the fact that he's got this thing going on with the Wyatt family. So who knows? We could get a swerve out of this and somebody else wins. But I'm going with Daniel Bryan as well, and really with the hope that we're going to get Daniel Bryan and Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania.
We've got the Diva of the Year. Eve is presenter. The nominees: AJ Lee, the Bellas, the Funkadactyls, Natalia, Caitlin, and Eve. Who do you think is going to win? You want my prediction?
Sure. Both Bellas?
The Bella twins win because Nikki is dating Cena, and this sets up a feud between Nikki and AJ, and Nikki eventually becomes the champion.
Yeah.
Too obvious? Completely.
No, actually, that completely makes sense. I mean, look at the way that Nikki and has been treated, and Nikki and Brie obviously being with the E! Show and the whole nine yards. It's the thing that makes the most sense, because most of these girls, with the exception of Caitlyn, are already on the show. So the only, you know, sore thumb sticking out there is AJ Lee, who has been, you know, quote-unquote anti-diva anyway.
Insult of the Year. Stephanie degrades the Big Show on Raw. AJ, I'm just reading what it says here, disses the Total Divas cast on Raw. Paul Heyman disowns CM Punk, and Zeb Coulter, I swear to God, this is the exact sentence. Zeb Coulter offends the universe. That's what it says right there. Zeb Coulter offends the universe.
I tell you what, I'll go with AJ, and I may be overthinking this, or I can't believe I'm booking this in my mind, but she wins it, goes off on the rampage, and then later on in the show is when we actually get the Diva of the Year nominations.
The LOL moment of the year. Presenters, the New Age Outlaws. We've got the Raw concert at the 20th anniversary Raw. Vicky Guerrero fired as GM of Raw. Titus O'Neil vomits on JBL, Michael Cole, and Zeb Coulter. And then the Great Khali and Jinder Mahal try to charm Santino's Cobra. All awful.
Just for the hell of it, I'll go with Khali and Jinder charming Santino's Cobra.
We've got the extreme moment of the year with Mick Foley. The Shield triple power bombs The Undertaker on SmackDown. That actually could be an angle leading to something as well. Because it was originally supposed to lead to The Undertaker and Kane versus The Shield at SummerSlam, but they powerbombed him through the table and he really got hurt. Oops. Ryback spears Cena through the LED light board at Extreme Rules. If that wins anything, I'm going to be infuriated, because that was a pay-per-view finish, a non-finish on a pay-per-view that I paid $54 for. Punk exacts vengeance on Paul Heyman at Hell in a Cell. And the Wyatts crush Kane at SummerSlam.
Ooh, you know, I don't know.
They all suck.
It's hard with what Kane's...
Nothing more extreme than that? I mean, come on.
Well, of course there were, but that's what they're going with. I'll go with the Shield powerbombing The Undertaker on SmackDown.
All right, we've got fan participation of the year with the primetime players. The options are fandangoing, the fans chanting yes, 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 the let's go Cena, Cena sucks chants, and I swear to God, this is a nominee. What's up? Really?
The primetime players, millions of dollars in dance routine not on there. This begs for fandangoing, although I can't imagine what the reaction of the place will be if it's not yes, yes, yes.
We've got trending now hashtag of the year with Cody and Goldust. What a stupid category, by the way. Hashtag believe in the Shield. And by the way, they make sure in parentheses to tell you who this is about. So Believe in the Shield is about the Shield, if you were confused. Hashtag follow the Buzzards for the Wyatt Clan. Hashtag best for business for the Authority. Really, does anyone really tweet that ever? And finally, hashtag we the people for the real Americans.
Now, this is on the pre-show, so I could see it being the Authority, best for business, or something like that, which then, I don't know. Realistically, it should probably be the Wyatt family's follow the Buzzards. The buzz that they had going in and everything, I think that's one that, of those four, are actually legitimate.
This is awesome moment of the year. Ziggler cashes in Money in the Bank. And does anyone even remember that at this point? Daniel Bryan wins the title from Orton at Night of Champions. Big Show knocks out Hunter, and Kofi Kingston hops on a chair to stave off elimination in the Royal Rumble. Honest to God, as far as a This Is Awesome moment, they think that Daniel Bryan beating Randy Orton is a bigger deal when then he pinned John Cena clean in the middle of the ring in the main event of SummerSlam with a flying knee. Come on!
Oops. I'm going with Kofi Kingston on this. I mean, he's had two or three really awesome saves from elimination during the Rumble over the last couple of years and in matches, and that one with JBL, I think that's probably, for me, that would be it. And the fact that, again, this is another one of those pre-show ones, so I can see that being the winner.
Breakout Star of the Year, presented by John Laurinaitis. By the way, the presenter of This Is Awesome is Christian. And I forgot Beard of the Year, presented by Santino. Daniel Bryan, Wyatt Family, Damian Sandow, or Zeb Coulter? I'm sure Bryan wins that one.
I would think so. It's not Mustache of the Year for Zeb.
No. Breakout Star of the Year, the Wyatt Family, Biggie Langston, Fandango, or The Shield? Obviously, The Shield has to win that, right?
Not necessarily. You do Biggie in that one. Just if The Shield's going to be involved in something else later on, you could throw Biggie in there.
Actually, the previous four are app exclusives. The WWE.com exclusives include What a Maneuver Award for the Running Knee Strike, the Black Widow, the Spear of Roman Reigns, or the Cesaro Swing, which the Swing better win. I mean, come on. Faction really? Of the Year, The Shield, the Wyatts, the Real Americans, or 3MB. Yeah. You know, it's funny that they've got all these factions, and this Faction of the Year is so preposterous that anyone aside from The Shield would win at this point. And the 3MB
I love the You Still Got It Award.
You Still Got It Award. Best Superstar Return. Best Old Person Who is Still Able to Go. Rob Van Dam, Goldust, The Bellas, Bruno Sammartino, and Chris Jericho. The Couple of the Year.
It's got to be Bruno, right?
Yeah, he's, you know, that one time he appeared on Raw and waved. Hey, if it were based on based on appearances on our radio show, Bruno Sammartino would win hands down. He's still got it. He's a better host than anybody on their entire website, actually. Couple of the Year, Hunter and Steph, Fandango and Summer, Tyson and Natalya, Daniel Bryan and Bree, John Cena and Nikki, and Naomi and Jimmy Uso. That one I cannot wait to see the results of. Hunter and Steph or Daniel Bryan and Bree? I'm sorry, John Cena and Nikki. That will be something else. And then a number of other categories as well. You can see all of these up at WWE.com, everybody. Head to WWE.com right there on the front page are all of these Slammy Award nominees. We're going to head to a break. When we come back more, you're listening to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We are back here for the final segment of the show. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And Mike, tonight, Total Divas returns. And unfortunately, the cat of Natalya and Tyson Kidd has to be put down. And I'm very upset about that. But I'm hoping that other than that, the show will be better than last week's show, which I was very disappointed by. I thought there was so much comedy that could come out of Vincent trying out to be a pro wrestler. But at the end of the day, I just felt sorry for him.
Well, what, really? You really felt sorry for him?
I
Why?
Did. He was
through
bullied.
Wrestling training. Why would you feel bad for him?
He was bullied. He was bullied, and that's not right.
Oh, it's not like Bob Roop was in there breaking arms and, like, you know, snapping ligaments and things.
I got an email forwarded to me. I can't mention who it's from, but it was about Bill DeMott, and it had been sent to WWE. And boy, did they have some negative things to say about Bill DeMott. And ironically, I got it right around the time that Total Divas was airing with poor Vincent getting bullied by Bill DeMott. I just couldn't even believe it. But yes, everybody, Total Divas is on tonight. And we got a lot of stuff coming up. Tomorrow is Raw from Seattle. Tomorrow night, I will be up with Dave Meltzer after the show, and we'll be doing our Raw report, and I will have been there live. So that should be a lot of fun. That is coming up tomorrow night. And we got a lot of stuff coming up over the course of the rest of the week. And in fact, tonight, two more shows are coming. If you're listening to this on Sirius Satellite Radio, TuneIn Radio app, or however you're listening to it, and you want more, you just can't get enough. Two more shows tonight. If you subscribe at WrestlingObserver.com, Vinny and I are going to be talking Total Divas, as well as NXT and Ring of Honor. And then Dave Meltzer and I are going to be up talking all of the news. It is going to be a good time. Don't forget tomorrow, I'm sorry, next week, live on this show, we will be previewing TLC for 2 full hours right before the pay-per-view goes on the air. So don't miss next week's show. I want to thank everybody for listening here today, participating, calling in, and all that. Thanks so much. We'll be back next week with a brand new show. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.